Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
under the little old quarterback from Pasadena. Let's bring him in. Look at VA. We got him. We got him.
Yeah, man, you know, I was watching a couple of your shows last night. I was like, man, Rod has his desk set up. I don't have a desk yet, but, you know, had all his stuff on there. You know, I got, just got a little setup, man. That's all we got.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
And away we go. We're underway with hour two of the RP show, everybody. Why not ring the bell? Episode number 291 of Canada's daytime sports talk show is on the air. We're coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. Quick wardrobe change in the break as we welcome our hockey analyst, Jared Dumba. How are you doing, Jared?
Doing good. How are you
good,
doing?
Good. Were you as rankled by the Montreal Canadiens bunny hug that I was wearing like everybody else, or were you were down with it?
Yeah, I was okay with it.
Okay. Anything hockey, you're fine with it.
As long as it's hockey, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, as I said earlier, I'm checking the forecast today. It's going to be into the 30s. For our American viewers, you're talking mid to high 80s, which is hot for us, and it's awesome.
Yep.
But wearing a bunny hug designed for coaching a team in minus 40 on the ice wasn't working under these hot
Not
lights.
Not comfy.
So we got a little breaking news here as we roll into hour two. Jared's going to be with us for the full hour. Canada's foremost NFL expert, Jim Lang, coming up. I want to get his take on, of course, the NFL. Seeing people say that the NFL is not going to play. I would pretty boldly say they're going to play. When you've got NHL, MLB, NBA all playing, how does the NFL not? Now, having said that, at the start of June, I boldly predicted that the Canadian Junior Football League would play, particularly the Prairie Football Conference. And just this morning, they've announced they're not, which surprised me, actually. This source is a pretty sound source. That they were going to play, but the Canadian Junior Football League is not going to play. No junior football in Canada, which is a crime. But there's been a lot of crimes committed here during the pandemic. And the other is the Western Hockey League. Dupes saying in the break that, or just before the break, at the end of our Game Plus portion of the broadcast, that the Western Hockey League will begin on December the 4th now. And that's pretty breaking news too, Jared. Maybe that's where we'll start with you. It's 2 months after what we thought.
Yep. Yeah, it's, better than nothing. You got to do, it's a pandemic, so you got to deal with it. You just feel, you know, missing a half a season at 15 for Bedard, 16, 17. I know those guys are going to be on the ice, but it's not the same missing a half a season. And every player's development is going to be, you know, stunted by that little bit. Of course, they're still going to, it's happening to everybody across the board, so it's even, but you hate to see especially a guy like Bedard miss. The fans want to be seeing him come October, right?
That is the breaking news today. Let's re-up Jordan on the quick six show topics, then we'll delve back into that. Thank you. The Habs have the Penguins on the ropes. Comeback victory last night, Montreal over Pittsburgh 4-3. The Habs are up 2-1, and not a lot of people outside Montreal saw that coming. Point two, the Edmonton Oilers are facing elimination, and I'm sorry to say I did see that coming just because of their lack of maturity. And I will get your take on that and the fact that some people are blaming the loss on Ethan Bear. We've had people writing in today, the pride of Ochapaways, but overall, the pride of all of Saskatchewan. Ethan Bear had the winning goal going off his stick. It was a tip. So it wasn't Steve Smith banking in and off your goalie. It wasn't the guy banging it into your own net. It was an unfortunate tip. So stop. Doesn't change the fact the Oilers are down 2-1 and facing elimination. Point three, 5 games today. And I want you to pick what you're most intrigued in, Jared, and I'll come back on it. Vancouver, Minnesota, series is 1-1. A couple of round-robin qualifying games, Washington versus Philadelphia, Vegas versus St. Louis, and then Toronto-Columbus, that series is 1-1, and then Flames-Jets, and Winnipeg faces elimination. That's the latest game tonight. Point four, the media is upset, the Eastern media, that McDavid is not playing until 10:30 p.m. Eastern. They're saying you got the best player in the NHL. Why do we have to wait up? Nobody remembers, Jared, people bitching about having to stay up to watch Wayne Gretzky with the LA Kings or the Edmonton Oilers. Like, nobody.
Well, if you're the NHL and you're looking at it and you're going, well, how are we going to get people to stay up late to the late game?
This would be how. Oh, reverse.
Let's put McDavid on the late game.
Get reverse psychology.
Well, I mean, everybody's already up. You're going to watch the other game anyway. Maybe it'll entice a few people to stay up there. Oh, wow. I don't know.
Point five, decision day in the CFL. It's now 1:07 p.m. Eastern, and nothing yet from the CFL. We don't know really when they're meeting or who or where or what. Board of Governors are meeting today, and Dave Naylor telling TSN Radio in Winnipeg yesterday that one of three things will happen. They'll announce they got Ottawa bailout money and they'll play in 2020. Two, they'll announce they didn't get Ottawa bailout money and there will be no season. Or point three, there will be no update. And you picked three, right, Darren, that they would say there's no update? Yeah, why not? Because that's what it's been. Sorry, CFL, we're moving on. Point six, Nate Pearson starts for the Blue Jays. They're saying he's the next Roy Halladay for the Blue Jays. 5:10 Mountain tonight at Atlanta. It's the rubber match of the three-game set. And those are the quick six show topics. And from our viewers, Janelle's watching in Saskatoon. She says, December 4th is a safer decision. I miss the dub, but I feel for everyone involved. This is the right decision. So many details to work out. More time to train. Good to see Dumba on the chair again. Dumb and Dumba. Me and Jared. How do you feel about the people in the draft year? Like, Bedard is going to be in Regina for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
What about the kids that are struggling to be seen? For instance, people that want to get a college scholarship, let alone the NHL draft, or kids that want to play for the Bantam draft, or whatever. They just want to be seen. What would you tell them? Because I'm hearing it a lot.
Well, I mean, in today's day and age with hockey, I think it's real important. You just make sure you take care of all of your off-ice stuff. That's how you're going to get through this the best anyway. Skate as much as you can, you know, whatever's allowed there. I don't know what all the rules are. But as long as the scouts and everybody know, they've seen you a lot up till now. They'll get to see you again in December. As long as they know you're putting in that work and you come in, I think that's the best that they can do. But I mean, yeah, you're missing a whole year, a half year of not getting seen. That's gonna hurt some guys. And then there'll be the odd guy that maybe gets a scholarship or gets an extra chance somewhere because they've maybe missed somebody else. So it could work out in somebody else's favor.
You see where they're coming from though, right? I mean, you were one of those players at one time.
Yeah.
And as a guy whose dad was a scout in the NHL for 26, 27 years, and then 10 years in junior before that, my dad was, and I worked in the league for 17 years, there's that adage that if you're good enough, they'll find you.
Yeah.
And that's without fail. That's the truth. But those families, they're still young. They don't know that. And probably if you told them that, they wouldn't even necessarily believe you or understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and today the scouts, I mean, it's not like 20 years ago where you don't know there's a bunch of kids in small towns or somewhere that now you're not going to get out to see. They basically know everybody that's in the game, and they've got a good feel for it. So, I mean, yeah, sure, missing half a year, that's huge, but they've still got all the guys' names. They're still going to get to see the guys, so I think it'll still be okay for the guys, but put in your time in the next few months. Make sure the scouts know it somehow.
Be ready.
I don't know whether you social media that or what. It doesn't look very good, but
I'll come back to that. As a Colin in Ottawa writing says, aren't you barred from getting an NCAA scholarship if you play in the CHL, Rod? Yeah, you are. But there's a lot of players that won't play in the Western Hockey League or the OHL or the Q, and that's what I'm talking about. We don't have a definitive announcement from the SJHL yet. So for all those players that are playing Junior A, whether it's because they couldn't make the WHL or because they didn't want to make the WHL because they want to go the scholarship route, God knows we know hundreds of them.
Yeah.
They don't know either. And they're the ones that are kind of fearing because, listen, there was an adage here that when Buffalo Days is over, hockey season starts. Lauren Mullican, you can attribute that to him. Well, Buffalo Days would be over. Hockey season would be starting for the coaches right now of major junior hockey. They would be in the office.
Yeah.
They'd be making training camp plans, right? They'd be drawing up schedules. So that's now all delayed. So that is the point. They don't know. And I got to be honest with you. It's scary for the players. It's so different than the CFL. Let's just use the CFL players. Because they've been through it all. They've been through college. They've been through the NFL draft. Some have played already a little bit of pro. Now, they're in a pinch, too. But because of finances. These junior players aren't worried about that.
No, and they're out on their own. They're taking care of themselves. Exactly. Junior players, your parents are still, I mean, your parents are worried about you. You're living at home. You're still under their thumb. If dad, if something happens to mom and dad, you got to go out on your own and start working, you know? So it's a little different having grown men that are, you know, taking care of themselves and need jobs, like you said, and having young guys that you're just trying to be safe. They want to be as safe as possible. So
not every athlete is in the same boat individually with where they are. They're all in a pinch right now, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
And we're trying to explain to you what the SJHL is. I love the people that are trying to write in and educate me on the differences between Junior A and Major Junior. Thank you for the tip. Poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Which is Canada's best sports network? Don't put the results up right away, guys. I want to read the Twitter ones first. Your options are TSN, Sportsnet, Game Plus TV Network, which we air on daily at 10 a.m. Mountain across Canada and the United States, or Sportsnet 360. On Twitter, 61% are saying TSN, 31% are saying Sportsnet, 6% are saying Game Plus, and I'll take the 6%. Thank you.
It's the only one I watch.
And you've been watching it for a while. And 2% voting for Sportsnet 360, who incidentally aired the Raptors game last night. And okay, what are they saying on Facebook, guys? It's very similar to that. Jared, your eyes are better than mine. What does it say?
5% Sportsnet, 360 is 5% Sportsnet, 27 TSN, 54 Game Plus Network, 14%.
Right, there you go. Hey, even more on Facebook. All right. And to the comments, Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, what is Buffalo Days? Regina's Stampede?
What is
you could
Buffalo
say that.
Days?
Well, he's from Calgary, so he wouldn't know. It's the fair. And they change the names of these things all the time. But, you know, in Edmonton, it was Klondike Days. Obviously, you got the Calgary Stampede. What's it in Saskatoon, Darren? It's the X.
The X.
What's the one thing you can't not get if you go there?
At the fair?
That's the first thing you have to. You have
corn dog.
Yeah, there we go.
You too?
Yeah.
And the fudge.
Oh, forgot about that. Forgot about
it. It's so good when it hits your lips. Just when it hits your lips.
Can we get the fair still? Maybe a late one?
October? Can we just get corn dogs?
Yeah, corn. Just bring in some corn dogs.
7-Elevens aren't bad. Okay, get serious. I said of all those games today, five in the NHL, which one has you the most intrigued?
Winnipeg, Calgary, because is Calgary going to shut it down like they have in the past and kind of, you know, is Goodrow going to find an extra gear and contribute in the game tonight? Calgary's got such a good defense. What's their goaltending going to do? It's been pretty solid. So, I mean, that's tough. Winnipeg looks like almost looks like an AHL team, you know, right now. Missing some of their big guys. So I think Winnipeg would have won this hands down if they were both healthy. But I don't know. I'm intrigued. I don't know who's going to win, which Calgary we're going to see. So, that one huge. And then, obviously, I mean, every game now. Who cares if McDavid's on at 10:30? Well, now you got to watch, pick a team. Sebastian Aho. Or you got to watch Carey Price.
He's on fire.
He's unbelievable. He's so. Who knew that he was going to be the good one out of that, or the best one out of the him, Laine, and Puljujarvi, that junior line, when he Puljujarvi broke the record, Jagr's record for most points by a 17-year-old. And Aho was that centerman on the line. Nobody really knew who Aho was. There was all about the other two.
He's now smashing all kinds of Hurricanes and Whalers records and all the rest. And the other thing with this, it was Lawless in Vegas, who initially said, how can we keep this going in years ahead? Because it's so great. And I would agree.
Yeah.
I asked, is there any early ratings data? And nobody replied. But every game is on. And correct me if I'm wrong, but over the years, not every game in the Stanley Cup, particularly round one, is available to us in Canada.
No.
But we're getting them all right now.
No, not unless you have something like the NHL package or something like that. You pay a lot extra. No, yeah. So it's nice to have them all on TV and spaced out nicely. I kind of like this just having two arenas because they can't be playing three places at once, you know. So you got having that stagger of the games all day is unbelievable.
Well, if you really care as much as we do. It was interesting to talk with the public address announcer from Rogers Place, Al Stafford, longtime buddy of mine yesterday, on this show, because I couldn't figure out how some guys had in-and-out privileges, but others didn't. Didn't make any sense to me. And then, again, if you know Rogers Place, and I've had a tour, I get it now. You got media coming in one end of the building into one elevator that, to another level. Nobody will ever see them. Whereas the players are coming in another door on the other side. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're keeping everybody separate.
Nobody's going in the same area.
Wouldn't even see them.
They don't even have to walk through that same area.
Bingo. I didn't necessarily think about that.
Yeah,
it's not my job to think about that, but it was nice to get an explanation from Al. Now you could see how this would work.
Yeah, I never thought of that before either, but yeah, a big place like that, they probably have it all sectioned off. They probably have the arrows just like in the grocery store, walk in here, out there, and nobody ever comes in contact.
Couple of minutes left in this segment, Jared. Of course, we brought you in to talk hockey. That's what we do here. I want to bring Dubes back for this later. Nelson Hakowich, our VP of Sim Events, writes in and he says, with the Oilers 50-50 numbers, got to drum up the nationwide Save the CFL 50-50 and we'll have their $30 million in 5 to 6 days of it. Very CFL-ish to go to a 50-50 to save the league. It would be right on brand. I guess it's better than asking for money from Ottawa. But I want Darren's take on the 50-50 because I don't really buy 50-50 tickets. It's really not my thing. My dad won like 100 50-50 jackpots in his life. Maybe more.
There's always.
But when you go to five hockey games a day, your whole life, you're going to win some 50-50s. But I want your take on the Oilers. We didn't really cover that.
The Oilers, I said this before. It's really exciting having McDavid and Draisaitl, and they're going to put up all their points. But even playing a team like Chicago, I mean, Chicago doesn't have much better of a defense, but all of a sudden you got, you know, maybe the best defensive player in the league playing against McDavid. McDavid's still getting points, but I don't know. It's they're just not ready yet. They're too young. They got those great guys like Bear. That was not his fault. I mean, unless the puck goes in, you're not even talking about it anymore today.
Or, as I said, Jared, if it happened in the first 2 minutes of the game or in the second, you're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, it's not. It's just because of when it happened, and those things happen, but not his fault. He'll be playing just as much as he did next game. But, I don't know. I think the Oilers are still a couple years out with a lot of those young guys. Bear and those type of guys, even Nurse, those guys need a couple more years.
It reminds me a little bit of Blue Bomber fans, to be honest with you. You know, Troy Westwood and I have gotten to be really good friends, and we talked about that 30-year drought. And Westwood's like, you can't blame these guys for what happened 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. Yeah. Like with the Oilers, I'm with you when you say that's going to take this young group a few more years. And I see Oilers fans, they're coming back at me saying, I've been hearing this since 2015. Well, what's different now? Peter Chiarelli, you've fired five coaches since then.
Yeah.
You got some guys in there that know what they're doing, and Ken Holland and Dave Tippett, and they had some outstanding pieces that they took over when they got there. But Chiarelli still made some boneheaded decisions that they will never come back from, vis-a-vis Jordan Eberle. Got into it with Oilers fans about that yesterday, too. But they thought he had to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know what? He was just as happy to go. So it was perfect for everybody.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want him now?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, lots of those communication things. And now you're hearing last summer, Puljujärvi said there's no way he's coming to Edmonton. He's waiting somewhere else. And now last week he says, well, actually, maybe I will go to Edmonton. You know, so, I mean, those are guys, that's Ken Holland and the Tippetts.
Right.
Good communication with the players. Each player knows exactly what they want out of them. They're going and visiting the players. They're very, very clear with the communication. So guys come in, they know where they stand, they know what their job is, and it obviously they know what they're doing with teams.
Edmonton viewer writing in right now. We're very big in Edmonton, right, Dupes? Can we get an updated analytics before... Can we get that? When's the last time we looked at our numbers? A few weeks, anyways. Anyways, John in Edmonton says, the Oilers are a young team, but they are way better than most Canadian NHL teams. Well, what are your measuring sticks? Listen, Ricky Bobby, shake and bake, baby. If you're not first, you're last. If you're not in it to win the Stanley Cup, I don't care who you're better than. Is that just me? We compare ourselves. With the Pats for years when we were awful. Well, the Blades are worse.
Who cares?
They're the only team that's worse than you. Stop pointing that out. Get better. Jim Lang coming up. We'll break, come back with a sports update. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports update just ahead of Jim Lang. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers will have the chance to celebrate their Grey Cup victory once again. The Bombers officially receive their championship rings tonight. The team defeated Hamilton 33-12 in last year's Grey Cup game, their first CFL title since 1990. I have a St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup ring here, and I don't know how close you can look at it, but I think the Bombers jersey ring is going to look exactly like this, but with a big blue and yellow W on it as opposed to the blue and yellow musical note. I've been wrong in a lot of things, and I may be wrong on this. But either way, congrats, Winnipeg. Andrew Harris, big night for him.
There he is.
Vancouver Canucks forward Michael Ferland won't be in the lineup today when his team faces the Minnesota Wild for Game 3 of their qualifying series. That's at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. The team announced yesterday Ferland is unfit to play and will miss the remainder of the series. The former Brandon Wheking played less than 3 minutes in Tuesday's Game 2 before leaving with an undisclosed injury. And Winnipeg will try and avoid elimination when it plays Calgary in the late game at Rogers Place tonight. The Blue Jays will try and take 2 of 3 from the Braves in Atlanta today when they wrap up a 3-game set. Top pitching prospect Nate Pearson scheduled to start for Toronto one day after Hyun-Jin Yu combined with 4 relievers to beat the Braves 2-1. And 91 of the world's top 100 golfers teeing off today at the PGA Championship at TBC Harding Park in San Francisco. There are 4 Canucks in the field. Nick Taylor, Mackenzie Hughes, Adam Hadwin, and Corey Connors, along with Tiger, who's won 15 majors, of course, and trying to get in on an $11 million U.S. purse. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. Speaking of Wendell, the guy who wrote the book with him, Bleeding Blue, Jim Lang joins us. We're going to bring him in a little early. And, Jim, you're joining us with our hockey insider, Jared Dubba, here today. There it is. He's got it right in front. What a great book, Jim. Tell me a story about that, putting it together, that you enjoyed.
The best for me was the fact that Wendell Clark was not in a hockey fight until his first year of junior in Saskatoon. And he told me the story. I said, come on, Wendell. You mean bantam, midget? Nope. No one had ever fought him. And he played with the Notre Dame Hounds, but it was about a week into his first year in Saskatoon. And he got in a fight, and the guys, the team said, we didn't know you could fight. He goes, neither did I. And then the rest is history. I just was amazed by that. Joey Kosher growing up was the guy that fought all the time in Kelvington. He had never fought.
I saw Wendell at Notre Dame. He had a mustache at 15 years old, maybe 14. Yeah. But by the way, you ever want to write a book, and Jared can attest to this, Daryl Lubinicki's your guy. That guy, he was the GM of the Blades that would have identified Wendell and brought him up there. Oh, man, remember that game, that playoff game last year?
That was unbelievable. Like, yeah, did we watch a game?
We even watched the game.
Stories.
Just stories after stories after stories.
There'd be a sequel.
Yeah, with the legendary Luby. He would have a hell of a book. Jim, Leafs, how do you feel?
mildly confident. They have the firepower. They have the offense. They're paying their top four forwards $40 million. So, you know, Kyle Dubas has basically put all his chips on the table with Marner, who's been pretty much missing in action so far this series, Tavares, Matthews, and Nylander. Tavares and I thought Matthews both played really well last game, game two. They had the puck a lot. But Tortorella's a good coach. He hasn't lasted this long in the NHL by accident. It's a big, strong, heavy team. There's a lot of people around Toronto complaining about the officiating and the Blue Jackets are getting away with cross checks and stick work. I'm like, why do we do this every year? It's the playoffs. When are people going to realize that games are called differently in the postseason than the regular season? So deal with it. Don't complain about it. Alter your game. Maybe use your speed and skill to counterbalance the heaviness and the power of Columbus. So it's, if Freddie Anderson plays like he did, and the best players like Tavares and Matthews are their best players, at least they should be okay tonight.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. And I love that, by the way. I'm seeing the complaining about officiating too. And while I hate it, at least it's better than COVID talk. So it's something we're going to have to put up with here for a while. One more from Winnipeg. Sheldon Winan writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, go Jets, keep your head up, Matthew. And he's talking about Tkachuk. But Jim, everybody's salivating when they knew that you were coming on because they want to talk NFL. So let's go. From Pat in Saskatoon, he says, what's with all the Patriots opting out? Is it because of Cam Newton? What's with the other players all opting out? Bill Belichick's got a challenge here, man, with all those guys not going to play.
Eight players and counting, by far the most in the NFL. There's 61, 62 players that have opted out. Eight of them are the Patriots. To me, it's less to do with Cam Newton and more to do with veteran players who have the ring. They've won championships. They have money in the bank, and they're in a position where they can opt out. That's the one thing a professional athlete always wants to say is, I have a championship ring. And playing all those years in New England, you're a veteran player. The chances are you got at least one ring, thanks to Tom Brady. Tom's left. You have your ring. You have money in the bank. There are still a lot of concerns, especially in the United States of America, over COVID-19. To me, it makes a lot of sense. You look at like Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung. They've been around a long time. And, you know, unfortunately for Bill Belichick and the Patriots, you're losing two key players of the offense. And they have until 4 p.m. Eastern time, so approximately 2.5 hours for players to declare whether they opt out or not. Now, if you just say, I want to opt out, you get $150,000. If you're opting out for family medical reasons, a wife is dealing with cancer, or you know what, one of those things, your child has diabetes and there's a concern, then you get $350,000. So you're going to get some money anyways. They'll pay your bills till next training camp. And because of, especially in California and Florida and Texas, and some of those states are still so hard hit by COVID. I get it when they're saying, I don't want to play this year.
pretty tidy, tidy stipend for those Patriots or anybody else that doesn't want to play. Now, my take, Jim, is that the NFL will play because Major League Baseball is playing, not without its foibles, but it is, NHL and NBA. And the NFL is the most powerful of them all. I'm not saying I'm right. Like, Tory Gerley was on with us last week, and he said that the NFL is getting concerned now about the health and safety of Tom Brady's and Patrick Mahomes and the big star. They're not replaceable. So where are you on that story?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Then Patrick Mahomes, they're passing the torch from Tom Brady to Patrick Mahomes as the face of the league. The championship, the way they won it, the contract, speaking out about social issues, the commercials. If you're in a professional sports league, Patrick Mahomes is a dream come true. He seems too good to be true in some ways. And what happened is for the NFL, as they saw Major League Baseball, players going to a casino. So the St. Louis Cardinals have to shut down. Players going allegedly to an exotic dance club like Miami Marlins, they've got to shut down. Players testing all around Major League Baseball because they're getting on airplanes. And then they look at the NBA in the bubble, zero positive test. NHL, zero positive test. Now, the NFL, I don't know if they have time to do it, but I find it hard to believe they would look at four regional bubbles. Say the Southwest, Northwest, Northeast, Southeast, and do it that way. Because of NCAA football, most regional areas of the United States have multiple NFL-sized stadiums. And the stadium, most places aren't even going to allow fans in there. So as long as the dimensions of the field are fine, you're fine. But the bubbles are working. The regular testing, the medical protocols that they're doing in the NBA and the NHL, they are working. And Major League Baseball is not working. You could bet in Vegas right now whether or not Major League Baseball will complete the season. And the NFL has to be looking at it and a great concern. And the biggest concern to me is line play. They're talking about having that Oakley plastic shield at the bottom of the mask. But to be a lineman in the NFL, an offensive lineman, your hands are between your shoulders and you are face-to-face with defensive linemen. So you're an interior lineman. You're Quentin Nelson of the Colts and you're going up against Aaron Donald of the Rams. Unless you are helmet to helmet right on him using your power, he's by you and he's got your quarterback. And that's happening snap after snap, all like 40, 50 plays a game where offensive, defensive linemen are basically face to face. How that someone's not going to get contact eventually with COVID. And just that alone, I don't know. But then you add into the travel, that becomes a real problem.
They're literally spitting on each other in that. But having said that, I think, yeah, they could whip it up pretty fast. And maybe for that reason, I think the NFL will play. I just think they will find a way because you talk about these other leagues having unlimited resources. The NFL, like, literally at another level than even the NHL and NBA. Viewer from Ottawa, call it.
I'm just going to say real quick, I 100% agree. The NFL will find a way to play.
Right. Jimmy Collins says, hey, Jimmy, did my New York Jets win the trade when we sent the best safety in the NFL, Jamal Adams, to the Seahawks for two first-round picks and their starting safety?
You nail the two first-round picks, then yeah, you did. Yeah, you know, that's, I mean, the team that drafts well, they win. I mean, we just mentioned Mahomes. Don't even talk to Chicago Bears fan about the Mahomes draft because they traded up to get Mitch Trubisky and they could have had Mahomes. So if you're a Bears fan, every time you see Patrick Mahomes, you just want to cry. So if the Jets can draft well with two first round picks and then you get the Seahawks safety in the place of a guy who didn't want to be there, then you've won the trade. But it's all dependent upon how well you scout and how well you draft. And now the added wrinkle to that though is the trouble with the NCAA football this year, because you can't talk about the NFL without talking about the NCAA. UConn said they're not playing this year. Most of the big schools are doing a hybrid schedule. There has to be concerns with COVID. The SEC are the biggest schools for producing NFL players in America. That's Alabama, Florida, Georgia, those three states. And they're three of the worst states for COVID in America. So you could potentially having your bonafide first-round draft pick, All-American, that you're eyeing all season, get COVID, and then you don't know. So that's an added wrinkle as well for NFL GMs and NFL personnel people, is how is COVID going to filter down to the NCAA level for the future of your franchise? players might opt out, though. They may not come back, Rod. If you're a veteran player, you've got a ring, you've got money, you just might say, I've had it. I'm not risking it. I'm not risking my health when it comes to concussions and knee injuries, and I'm not risking my family's health when it comes to COVID. So then you have to fill those gaps in via the draft.
Oh, believe me, the retired players are so, so, so grateful that they got in, got out, got their money. Whew, don't have to worry about it, because this college thing is, it's very similar to junior hockey in Canada. And I've always said that major junior hockey and NCAA sports are very similar. The kids are the same age, not supposed to be getting paid. And it's the developmental league, right? And they all want to play because they want to be seen. Major headache there.
Mm-hmm. And the players that are going into the NCAA, they're starting their football career, they know what they're doing. They know after they meet the minimum requirement, they're telling their agent they're entering the draft. Because the faster they get to the draft, the faster they get that contract. And they want the next Joe Burrow contract. They want to set themselves up and their family up for years to come based on all their efforts through high school and then their NCAA football career. So the faster they meet the minimum requirement, they can enter the draft, become a high draft pick and make the money, the better. Because as you said, they're not making it. The schools are the ones making the money in the billion-dollar contract with the TV networks in the NCAA. It's not the players. And they're the ones risking their health. So that's, of course, that's a huge reason why they do it. That's the stepping stone. The only reason they're not going from high school to the pros, they're not allowed.
I thought they were going to get a degree. Okay. In the time we have left, just watching the CFL situation, what's your take?
I mean, I saw the last-ditch effort where they want an interest-free loan. And I think it was Vernon Adams of the Montreal Alouettes tweeted at the prime minister, please help us. Like players are tweeting at politicians in Canada, both American and Canadian, help save the year, save the CFL. I don't know what they're going to do, and I don't know if that pitch for that interest-free loan is going to work. When I watch a six-game mini-season into a playoff tournament, of course I would. Any football fan would. But they don't have the financial muscle behind them that the NFL does or the NBA does, and that hurts them. And that's why they need some help to pull this off. It's hard to watch. It's hard to see. And I hope they can find a solution. But Randy Ambrosi, he's in an impossible situation. And I know people are piling on him. But you tell me who else could have done any better, any differently than what the cards they were dealt. I just don't see how, no matter who's the commissioner, it would turn out any differently than what we're dealing with right now.
You're absolutely right. It's sad. They're fighting over scraps. It's just sad. Jim, thanks for the time, as always. It's been a lot of fun. Your haircut looks great. I'm glad that, and go Leafs. Ooh. You got to be Leaf. Am I right?
That's it. Come on, boys. Let's do this. The evil, hated Columbus Blue Jackets are not going to come in to Scotiabank Arena and push around the Maple Leafs. There's a little bit of destiny here, so let's go, boys. Let's get it done. Montreal's beating Pittsburgh. Why can't the Leafs do it?
No kidding. All right. Thanks, Jim. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Jim Clubber Lang from Toronto and Canada's foremost NFL expert. It's always fun with Jimbo. Back with Jared. He's got gifts. We're going to talk more Stanley Cup and all of this when we return. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
I-K.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We are in the bunker here in Western Canada. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues in episode number 291. Jared Dubba has brought us gifts here today. I'm going to open it while we're on the air. And thank you, Jared. What is it that you brought in here today, my friend?
It's a little hoodie, a little bigger hoodie.
I love it. Bell, I love the zip
Bell
up.
And canvas. It is the softest material we could find.
DuPont put his on immediately. He started wearing it already.
Is he wearing his already?
Yes.
He's a good supporter.
Yes, he is.
He's wearing his stuff at the golf course all the time.
Tell the folks what Vigor is, if you don't mind.
It's a health and wellness company me and my buddy David Limaker started just over 9 years ago now. We do things like elk velvet antler, shaga tea. Some people call it chaga. It's actually shaga tea. Stuff like that. A few other little things we're doing. We got some other big stuff going on right now. People find out about in about a month or two. But basically, yeah, just into the health and wellness type of stuff.
Life is good.
Real good.
That's good. Hey, well, by the way, the viewer Wayne in Victoria writes in and says, I'm sorry, guys, but COVID is not cancer. It's not a death sentence. Where are you on that? Do you have a take on that or not? As a health and wellness guy.
For some people, it's a death sentence, but not for... I think that they're figuring out that the numbers are... The death rate. The last I heard was 0.003 or 0.0003 in North America was what I heard. But all the numbers are so skewed, you never know. I mean, and then people say, well, they're padding the numbers. Well, if they are padding the numbers, then it's more deadly than what those numbers say. So, I mean, either way.
Hard to go by what is out there.
Yeah, I know what he's saying. I agree. I think we could do a little bit more. And if you do get it, I think there's some things you can do, but
it's not as grim of outlook.
That's not
but what
my
you're saying,
place
yeah,
to,
yeah. Not your thing. But you said for some people it's
for some
deadly.
People yeah I mean yeah. people have died from it, so for some people it's a death sentence, but I think that they're finding out it's a lot lower, and it's mostly, you know, the elderly or people with other things, but who knows, you still might get it and you might have nothing. You could be the one that dies, so you still got to be careful, right? So there's a lot of different information out there.
To the text line, Brady writes in at 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Brady says, hey, Rod, Kirby Dach is red hot. 4 assists in his past 3 games. Habs a game away from taking the series. Rattlers ended with a sad loss. Always next year, though. And Darren and Alan Lee are in my NFL Fantasy League. Can't wait for the sim Friday. Sadly, it's another Rider game. That's from Brady. Well, we live in a free country. We live in a democratic country. That's why we do the game of the week. People vote for it, and the Riders have won all but one poll that they're in all year. And so it's the Riders and the BC Lions. I can't do anything about that, Brady. That's Rider fans for you. And boy, are they the ones that are upset the most about no CFL season. Of all the markets, right? It's Rider fans, because there's not a whole lot else going on here right now. And for all of us, pretty much all of us that were born after 1950, it's the first time in our life it's been a summer without Rough Riders football. But Yeah, it's Riders Line, 7 p.m. Friday night. I know that people would like to see other teams, but what can I tell you? Here it is, John in Edmonton. The game of the week is always the Rough Riders. I'm getting sick and tired, but I still love watching it. Thank you, John. I don't tell all your friends. Tweet it to all your friends. Send it to them to vote for your teams. That's all I can do. I can't change the result of the vote.
But still watching it. Still watching it. That's a good thing.
I'm sure this is how the rest of Canada felt when the Riders were at the peak of Rider pride.
Oh.
And they were on, you know, they were blowing the doors off everybody with ratings and everything. Remember that 10 years ago?
Yep.
I'm sure the rest of the country was sick of them. Oh. But they watched. Oh. That's the point.
And then Canada's team, everybody's saying. And, yeah, I think people were getting a little sick of us there for a few years. That's what we wanted.
It's called jealousy.
That's what we want.
It tells you that you're doing something.
Yeah.
On the dock thing.
Yes. My boy.
You were on that train way back.
Since he was 15 years old. The first time I ever saw him, they were playing. I looked at the sheet wrong, and I was standing with Phil Andrews, and I said, well, they got all 15-year-olds out here. Why do they have a 19-year-old playing with them?
Because he was such a
I looked
tall.
At the wrong thing. He looked so, and he was so good and so big. I thought, well, that looks silly. And then, yeah, ever since he's 15 years old, man, is he good. Now he's got 4 assists in 3 games. The league record is Nathan MacKinnon. I was actually at the game when he broke it. He had 8 assists in 7 games, so Doc could get the 18-year-old assist
in
record.
In a best-of-5 series.
Yeah, and that's in a best-of-5. I mean, he could, who knows? Or if they beat the Oilers, he'll probably do it next series. But, man, is he playing well. He's so big and so strong, and he's one of those guys. It looks like he's barely moving his feet, and he's going around. He's blowing by guys, you know, and he's just some of his moves and then his strength, you know. So he's throwing men
off
sometimes.
Well, I will say this. We saw him do it with the Blades.
Yep.
I didn't think he'd do it this quickly in the National Hockey League.
Not
in his rookie season.
I was all on board with him. I said he was the best 17-year-old. I thought he was the most pro-ready, just his game. But, yeah, I'm on your board with you. I didn't think he was going to be this good. I thought he'd make it, but he would just be, you know, kind of more of a fill-in piece. They're using him in big situations, and he's a guy that's...
Well, they should. Yeah.
Oh, man, he's making some unbelievable moves out there.
By the way, this is what's fun. Before we break and bring DuPont back in for overtime, a lot of our predictions have been blown out of the water, and that's what happens with predictions. I don't know what yours are. Last year, I had Calgary and Tampa Bay to meet in the Stanley Cup Final, and they both were bounced in round one. So that's what's fun about predictions, and nobody remembers really after the fact that you blew it or you made it. They don't. But I had the Jets in 4. It's not looking good. They really got to get it going. When I said going into the series that the Jets had the edge in coaching, goaltending, and forwards, Calgary's only strength was the blue line. Calgary's had better goaltending, better forwards. Some of it's because of the injuries to the Jets, but still. And their blue line's been unbelievable. Giordano's up with scoring chances. Noah Hanifin. Yeah. Where these guys come from?
Hanifin's looking awesome.
He's looking very good.
Got a little coming out party for him. He's been around for a while, but now to kind of looks like he's taken that next step.
The Flames have been better than I thought, and the Jets haven't been as good as I thought. And a lot of that has to do with injury. But, hey, no excuses. Oilers I had in 5. You can't blow games. You just can't blow games. This time of year, you can't.
It looks like some of the guys sometimes are just waiting for McDavid to score rather than trying to make something. The third and fourth line, you got a little bit of production out of them. You know, you need one goal a game.
This probably doesn't mean anything, but the Stars are winless.
Yeah.
And they got blown out by Colorado 4-0 yesterday, and the Avs beat the Blues on Sunday.
Avs look good.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Joe Sakic, the reason for that, do you think?
I think he's done a heck of a job and getting what he did for Duchesne. I mean, wow, that was a great haul. I think it's MacKinnon is so good. So good. I think Makar is already one of the best. He's already one of the best D in the league. You watch him out there. He does stuff. Oh, man, is he
good. Know, and by the way, this will never change, but some guys can't thrive or even survive in the glare of Toronto. Nazem Kadri comes to mind.
Yeah.
He's a very big part of what's going on in Colorado, but in Toronto, he just combusted.
Yeah.
On the big stage, taking dumb penalties. Yeah, he scored big goals, but you can't have him in the penalty box or suspended.
Yeah.
Right? Some guys thrive in the Toronto outlook atmosphere, and some don't.
and coaching. I mean, people were calling for his head 2 years ago. That's why it's good. Sakic, he's patient and he waits. Yeah, he's given Bednar the benefit of the doubt. And now look, I mean, coach, nobody's even mentioning a whisper of coaching unless it's possible coach of the year award, I think everything's coming together at the right time. And the scary thing is they haven't even barely begun. Like they're young. And now, and they've got, what's his name coming? The D-man 44 from Vancouver, first overall.
Bowen Byram.
Yeah, they got Byram coming up next year too. They've got other things.
See, but here's what sucks about that if you're an Oilers fan. Colorado's young, Edmonton's young. How long can you say we're young? Because Colorado's playing mature.
Yeah. Yeah, they're starting to play mature. Young. Well, Edmonton should be playing more mature after the last couple of years, but I don't know. I think we'll give Tippett another year or two. Before we, let's let
make him walk the plank. It's just been. But and the other thing, listen, I could sit here and do this all day, but Boston, to me, looked like they were standing still against Tampa Bay yesterday, and Boston's upset that they even got to play in the qualifying round. You saw that, right? And Cherry was coming there; he was defending them, saying they shouldn't have to play in this. They're the number one team. Well, it is what it is, and Tampa just skated rings around them yesterday. I know it wasn't a lopsided score, but if you watch the game, it didn't look close. It
looked like a 5-1, 5-2
game. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, Boston, older guys, I kind of said before, I wouldn't be surprised if they had a slow start because some of the older guys, Chara might take them a few games to get back in, but I think they got some feeling sorry for themselves going on because they were number one and
we shouldn't have to do this.
Everybody's got to play. You had season left that you missed. Who knows? You might not have finished.
We're better than this.
Yeah. So they look like they're uninspired.
Doesn't end well.
Marchand looks uninspired out there. He looks like he's, to me, most of the times, the odd time he gets the puck, but they're going to need him for the playoffs. He's got to play like he did in the first half of the year, not the second.
Jared, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for the gifts.
Let's go walk around and continue this chat later.
Yeah, let's do it. I know, it's fun. Dupes joins us for overtime next. Hang on, we'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in overtime. So many of you say this is your favorite part. Is that because we're almost over?
I hope not.
Is that why? I have not tweeted the Rockstar poll yet, but I will. Just fun today.
Oh, yeah.
With good buddies. Yourself, of course, but Ryan Leslie, Jared Dumba, Jim Lang. No pressure. Mm-hmm. Shooting the breeze. Thank you. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions brings you the rock star of the day. While we're at it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Monty in Saskatoon says, I love overtime. Monty, we got your Huskies on the set here. Shout out Husky Athletics, Husky Football. Gary Olinkin, I think he's in Winnipeg. Always nice to get gifts. I'm going shopping at the RP store. Adds to all my Riders gear. Thank you, Gary. I like the blue. Blue's my thing.
Yeah.
Is your favorite color blue?
Mine's blue. Navy.
Blue, but
yeah, but
yeah, the Leafs because of the Leafs.
No, the Leafs are more of the royal blue. I like a darker navy.
Really?
Yeah.
That Kansas City Royals blue.
It's nice.
Be about my favorite shade. I like actually all shades of blue.
Yeah.
Actually, here's one. John Kirby, where are the Rod Peterson Show face masks? I don't think this is going away anytime soon. We could get these things ordered fast.
We could. Do they want your face, the bottom of your face?
I don't know. What do you want, John in Edmonton?
What do you want on it?
What do you want on it? I got an exciting night tonight. I rolled out of bed this morning going, oh, it was so busy. Oh. It's the way I used to think.
Right.
Like it was laborious in some way. And then I'm like, wait a minute, stop. So I've trained my mind. What do you really have to do? You got to do the show. I got two podcasts to go on today. One is the Winnipeg Ice podcast. Mac Heisinger is calling me from Winnipeg. We're going to do that.
Very cool.
Then I'm doing an NFL podcast at around 6 that I'm the guest. I have no idea why they want me, but they asked. And then tonight, Jess Moskaluk, live Krugelfest. We're so excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the Doubletree balcony overlooking the stage. I love the music of Jess Moskaluk. I love her. I've interviewed her before. She played, I'm trying to remember. Was it the last game at Mosaic, that Taylor Field? Because she played, I believe she played Grey Cup.
Yep.
I actually asked my entertainment friends, hey, would you mind, could I get a photo with Jess tonight? Like a little backstage thing. And they're like, under normal circumstances, yes. COVID, they're not happening.
Yeah, no chance now. None of that stuff.
No.
It's tough. Really tough. For sure.
She'll be around. We'll have our opportunity.
But it'll be a really great show. You'll enjoy it.
By the way, I'm taking one of our sponsors tonight. Did you know that?
I did not. This is news. It's good.
Yeah. Cam from Bronco Plumbing and Heating.
That's good news.
And his better half joining myself and my far better half tonight at Krugelfest. You can still buy tickets, by the way, if this sounds very intriguing to you.
Yeah.
There's a show tonight. There's a show Saturday with Corb Lund, very popular country music band out of Alberta. And then next week, the Sheepdogs, award-winning Sheepdogs, the rockers from Saskatoon.
I knew them. And I'm not like a massive rock guy, but I saw them at Sun Peaks outdoor concert at the ski hill, and I haven't been able to stop listening to them since.
They're very good.
They're so good live. So good.
So showpass.com is where you can buy your tickets. You get a balcony for four, a meal for four, and the room for the night.
Yeah.
And your own luxury suite. It's pretty cool what Krugelfest is doing for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it again, showpass.com. And more than anything, it's to stimulate the entertainment industry. They've been shut down for now into its 6 month. And
you're going to have a good...
No sign of it ending.
You're going to have a good night and the best place to have coffee in the morning.
The Doubletree.
You're going to be just hopping in here.
It's my favorite coffee shop in the city. Monty says, are you doing a game? Are you talking about The Sim? That's Friday night. Of course, Friday Night Football, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, BC Lions, 7 p.m. Mountain on this Facebook Live channel. I mean, I don't know what to do about this. We have fans from other CFL teams writing in. They're mad that the Riders win every week, and that's what we're broadcasting. I don't know what to say about that because I am a people pleaser. I want you all happy, but the poll results are the poll results.
And I'll be honest, it was a lot to do a doubleheader. We talked about...
Oh, we're not doing a doubleheader
again. We did that once. It was a lot. I don't know. Do we have to have a committee meeting with the league executives and put in some sort of a rule? You know, like they do in the NFL. You can only be in so many primetime games in a row or consecutively during a season.
Maybe. We had good numbers for the games the Riders weren't in.
Of course.
We've done two games that the Riders weren't in. But listen, we do what the results of the poll are, and that's it. And then Saturday night is Kings Park Speedway. It is the Invitational. Probably going to take Jared Demba. Because just last night, we had a guy at our house doing some work, and he said, what do you guys got going on tonight? And I said, tonight we're resting. We're watching Animal Kingdom. We're watching Bloodline and then Oilers Blackhawks. So we're chilling tonight because Thursday's Jess Moskaluk. Friday is the Sims. Saturday is the Invitational. And my wife says, we're going back to the racetrack. I said, uh-huh. And she said, have fun. So she won't be coming out. She'd be golfing or something. Anything else? Paul's here. Are we having a meeting?
I got numbers.
Oh, good. Do you want to read them now?
Well, new top 10. We'll do that quick.
I got to write them down.
But what you're,
folks, these are our new analytics for RP Show viewers.
What you're really going to love is, you know when you get the top CHL rankings?
Yeah.
And then it's the honorable mentions? You'll love the honorable mentions. I'll tell you that for free.
Can we get a drum roll? Can we get something exciting?
Number one, of course, number one and two still haven't changed.
They're Regina, still, Saskatoon.
Regina, Saskatoon. Number three, firmly across all different measurements, Winnipeg is number three.
Love it. Thank you, Winnipeg.
Calgary's four, followed by Edmonton five.
Yep.
Vegas is six.
Still. Wow.
And Toronto is seven.
Doesn't surprise me.
They're climbing. And then we got Hamilton, Moose Jaw, and Ottawa.
Moose Jaw, Hamilton, neck and neck.
And Ottawa.
Gotcha. Ottawa.
But just on the outside looking in.
On the cusp. On the fringe.
Like, and it's only, not even 100 less. Chicago.
What?
First time we've seen Chicago up on the list. No. You haven't even started with the what's. Vancouver.
Yep.
Right there. Montreal.
La Belle Province.
Swift Current, Estevan, they're kind of in there too. So I go down here a little bit more. New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Halifax.
Yep.
Melbourne, Australia.
What? We're very big in Australia.
Philadelphia, Phoenix, Nashville, Sydney, Australia. And there's a few. There's 350 people in San Jose, 337 in Los Angeles. I say 392 in Nashville, 431 in Phoenix. Sydney, there's 325 in Sydney, Australia, 325 people, and 282 in Houston, Texas.
282, that's a large group. Are they social
distancing?
And
for whatever reason, it has all of those, and then it says Raleigh, North Carolina, zero. don't ask why it does that.
But we're not big in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Just so you know, Mr. Worldwide.
That's amazing. Yeah. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Or Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide, that's right. Okay, let's get off the air. They're tired of us yapping.
See ya.
We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain for a Football Friday right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.